Now we know that two former CIA goons, Mike Morrell and John Brennan, two losers, these were the bosses. They ran the CIA. Now we know they were emailing each other about the infamous Hunter Biden laptop is Russian disinformation thing. Remember that? These two CIA losers, deep state hacks, who want nothing more than to destroy this country as long as they can kiss the ass of the Biden family with their lips surgically attached and puckered up to Joe Biden's rotting oatmeal ass. That's what they did to get a freaking job. They abused their position to make up a fake story about the Russians making this laptop thing. Emailing each other because they just wanted to give Joe Biden a talking point. Disgusting, garbage, filth people who raised their hand and swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States while they took a big freaking dump on it. Pardon my language. It's behind the scenes of Messiah. You would think so. Bad one, not even a good one. They weren't smart enough to not put it on email. Right, idiots? Here's John Solomon, the great John Solomon, reporter on Real America's Voice yesterday, talking about how unbelievable it is that two CIA directors colluded to make up a fake story about Hunter Biden's laptop. Check this out.
This is a very important email. It comes from the former CIA director, Mike Morrell. Yes, the guy that organized that letter from the 51 intelligence professionals who tried to fake you into thinking that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation when it wasn't. It is between him and John Brennan, one of the signatories. You know who John Brennan is? He was Obama's CIA director, right? He's the guy that told Obama, hey, Hillary Clinton is doing a dirty trick on Donald Trump called Russia collusion. Well, this is just before the presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Hunter Biden's laptop is flinging out there. This is what Mike Morrell, former CIA director, tells his successor, John Brennan. Hey, sign this letter because I'm, quote, trying to give the campaign, particularly during the debate on Thursday, a talking point to push back on Trump on this issue. A man with a security clearance, a man with the title of CIA director, knew that he wasn't creating an intelligence product, a Merrick civic duty with 51 people. He was trying to create a political moment, damning evidence. We'll try to find out if Congress has this letter, but this is a very important piece. It is the ultimate proof that what went out on that letter was a political dirty trick coordinated with the Biden campaign.
Sally Sharf in the chat says she loves John Solomon. Me too. Only the best reporter out there. Unbelievably well sourced. Beat everyone to the Spygate thing. Folks, two freaking CIA directors who swore to protect and defend the United States openly lied to give Joe Biden a talking point, a fake one, that Hunter's laptop that he signed for and dropped off himself with his own emails on it was Russian disinformation. The left, do you understand this is a rotting, metastasizing cancer? It's going to destroy this country if we don't confront it, is what it is. Evil. I'm working my way into Unfiltered Fridays. You could probably tell. I want to hit you all at once with Totally Unfiltered Dan. This, I don't know if all of you can take it. We're getting there.
Yeah.
They want... Joe's heard. That's why you say that. Lover. John Solomon nailed it. These two pieces of human garbage understood that all they were doing, using their... The patina of seriousness that they were CIA people and had access to privy intel, they just made up a story to give Biden a talking point at the debate that his corrupt, crack-smoking son was in fact a product of Russian disinformation. You remember this at the debate? Because believe me, Biden took total advantage of this. Check this out.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
And that's exactly what.
Is this
where
you're going?
Again, I'll say for the 10th time, I don't know who Rudy Giuliani is. The rotting bag of oatmeal can't even say his name. I know who Rudy Giuliani is. I don't know Rudy Giuliani. I don't know who that is. You understand this was, it wasn't, I don't even want to be nice. It was a political dirty trick. No, it was a scumbag move. Okay? Let's just call it what it is. It was an effort to steal an election by two people paid by the taxpayer to protect and defend the United States, who gave us all the freaking double-barreled middle finger Aruski. Total human scum. If you like this video, join other patriots by subscribing to my Rumble channel for free. Go to rumble.com/Bongino. Thanks a lot.